Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. I'm Paul Machin, and the breaking news is that, as expected, Liverpool have appointed Jörg Schmadtke in the director of football role, vacated by the leaving Julian Ward, who himself replaced the leaving Michael Edwards last summer. It's obviously a deal that's been rumbling on for a number of weeks now. It seemed inevitable this would be the one, but it has now officially been confirmed. We've got statements from Liverpool. We've got their opinions and thoughts from some of the leading Northwest journos as well. And if you've got any thoughts or feelings on this, then please feel free to use the YouTube live chat. If you're a club legend, subscribe at Redman Plus. You can use the Discord for that as well, of course. But I'm just going to dive into it and get through what the official statement is first and foremost. And Liverpool have published a rather splendid and happy-looking photo of Jürgen and his good mate Jörg having a strong handshake on the balcony overlooking the training pitches. And they say Liverpool FC can confirm Jörg Schmadtke has been appointed as the club's new sporting director. Schmadtke joins the Reds following a spell of more than 4 years in the same role with Bundesliga side Wolfsburg, which he left at the beginning of 2023. The former professional goalkeeper had previously enjoyed successful stints in similar positions at Cologne, Hanover, and Alemannia Aachen. Schmadtke represented Fortuna Düsseldorf, Freiburg, Bayer Leverkusen and Borussia Mönchengladbach in his home country during his playing career before retiring in 98, having played almost 300 Bundesliga games. The 59-year-old German will begin his new role on June 1st, subject to the successful completion of work permit formalities, and will take over as Liverpool Sporting, as Liverpool Sporting Director from Julian Ward, who will bid farewell this summer after more than a decade at the club. Ward joined the Reds recruitment and scouting team in October 2012 and 3 years later moved into the newly created position of Loan Pathways and Football Partnerships Manager. He subsequently became Assistant Sporting Director and then stepped up to the senior role at the end of the 21-22 campaign. Fenway Sports Group President Mike Gordon said, "Firstly, I would like to welcome Jörg to Liverpool Football Club in the knowledge that he will bring a wealth of knowledge and experience into a role in which such qualities can only be beneficial both to him and us. Jörg will work with our football operations department as it continues to provide support for Jürgen Klopp in keeping with our ongoing endeavour to keep growing and developing the club in all areas. At the same time, as we welcome Jörg, we must also bid a fond farewell to Julian Ward, who has served us with unstinting diligence, fortitude and energy in a number of roles, the most recent one being sporting director. We wish Julian and his young family the very best for the future and thank him for everything he has done for Liverpool during the past 11 years. So there you go. That is the statement officially from the football club on that one. in terms of the reporting around it. First and foremost, Paul Gorst from the Liverpool Echo, just to echo in the sentiments there. He says, as expected, Liverpool have confirmed the appointment of Jörg Schmadtke as the new sporting director. A short-term deal that sees the German succeed Julian Ward. Transfer plans for the window are well underway, but the 59-year-old will now oversee those moves. What does that mean? We'll dive into that in a sec. Gorst continues. FSG president Mike Gordon says he'll work with our football operations department as it continues to provide support for Jurgen Klopp in keeping with ongoing endeavour to keep growing and developing the club in all areas. Yes, taking that quote straight from the Liverpool official statement on that. Just heading over to The Athletic and their coverage of it. A lot of reiterating the things that we've said. They said Liverpool wanted Schmadtke in place in time for the opening of the summer transfer, which officially begins for Premier League clubs on June 14th. Jurgen Klopp's side have already started work on potential summer signings, but Schmadtke will now oversee all transfers. They say he's well known to Klopp, with him having held similar roles in Germany. Klopp has been playing a part in the recruitment process alongside Liverpool chief executive Billy Hogan and Fenway Sports Group president Mike Gordon, and then also say he was a goalkeeper. Brilliant. Rafa Honigstein, we'll talk a bit more about him in a moment as well, says, so the headline of how much Schmadtke adapt to succeed with Liverpool. He says his carefully cultivated gruff demeanour explains why news of his possible arrival at Anfield was widely greeted with incredulity in his homeland. It's not easy to imagine him working in a different country, nor in a role that doesn't entail having the final word on all things football. As managing director of a sport at Hanover, Cologne and Wolfsburg, he'd been the face of and most powerful figure at the club. Sporting directors in the Premier League, by contrast, tend to work in the shadows and often play second fiddle to managers. You'll have to get used to a very different dynamic working under or beside Klopp, not above him. Identifying and signing players of the level required by Liverpool will also be a departure. Schmadtke has overseen hundreds of moves in the last two decades, notching up plenty of hits as well as, inevitably, the odd dud. But he's been more adept at bringing in solid performers such as the Nemecha brothers, Felix and Lucas, or French centre-back Maxence Lacroix, all at Wolfsburg, than uncovering genuine superstars. There is a more, and if you want to know, because Rafa Honigstein is obviously the de facto Bundesliga expert in the media world, we've got a great show with him that Dan Klub did to get a real insight, an expert insight even, into Schmadtke. I'll give you a little bit of a clip of that a little bit later on. But I just want to circle back round to Paul Gorst's comment, and again, as echoed in the Athletic piece there, when they say transfer plans for the window are well underway, but the 59-year-old will now oversee those moves. And yeah, obviously Julian Ward has been seeing out his time. Liverpool have clearly been doing work on a number of players. We don't know which are likely to get over the line right now. There's been a lot of strong links to some players, and then some have been strong and then faded off. You know, obviously Bellingham being the most high profile of those, but Mason Mount in recent weeks, Alexis McAllister's another one that seems very, very, very strong.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But when you add up the things that you're hearing about him, and I'll be honest, the negative things I've heard around him far outweigh the positives. What I'm seeing is a lot of people saying it might work like this because there's not enough of a direct comparison to what he's done in the past to be able to say, oh, well, he's just going to pick up what he's been doing there, move it over and continue that role at Liverpool. There's a lot of negative rumblings about the level of quality that he's bringing. But when you add in a couple of factors that effectively Liverpool just needs someone to go into the room and hammer out the details to go and get a deal over the line, then having someone who is quite bullish and you know, and someone who can effectively go in and do Jürgen's bidding in that regard, literally and figuratively, that does make sense. But obviously the things that Raf Honigstein mentioned there about, you know, in terms of his level of responsibility, you know, he's also technically retired in the past, and maybe this is fine. Maybe he's happy to come back in and do this type of role. I mentioned the short-term deal thing. There's been talk of this being a three-month thing, which speaks to, and we kind of had this a bit with keeping Brendan Rodgers on at the end of his penultimate season in charge of Liverpool. If Liverpool had sacked Brendan Rodgers in the summer, they wouldn't have had Jürgen Klopp as their next manager because he wasn't ready to come back into management. And Carlo Ancelotti, who was also a top target, wouldn't have been necessarily a man on the table at the time. Those situations developed, and I can only speculate, and it is pure speculation and opinion almost at this point, that it feels as though it's far more likely that Liverpool will be looking to appoint someone who's a better all-round fit in the long term. But it looks a bit as though the Julian Ward's departure really took them by surprise. And look, that was half a season ago. Now at this point, they've had time, but you can't get this role wrong. And Liverpool can't afford to make too many missteps. So actually getting someone in who's got a relationship, a personal relationship with the manager already, and has experience of being in the room and being the guy who, you know, does help to get deals over the line, it's a useful skill set that Liverpool don't really possess in that world at the moment. You know, what you don't want is Billy Hogan doing that. And not this is not a slight on Billy Hogan, he might be absolutely brilliant at it. What I mean is, we had this in the past where Ian Ayre was the chief executive or whatever, and he's getting transfer deals done. You need guys who are somewhere in between there, whose job it is, who are specialists in that environment, and maybe closer to the football scene. So this was Chelsea and the absolute mess that they've got into because Todd Bowley, you know, okay, owner, but also having impact and having big says in areas that he's not really a true expert. Smacking might not be best in class, but at least he is it's not an uncomfortable and unusual environment that Liverpool are going to be asking him to operate in. So there's certainly that. There's not really too much more to say on that. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, Liverpool need to hit the ground running in the transfer market in a huge way. Huge. There's so much. It is probably the most pivotal summer in recent memory for Liverpool, probably going back to that summer where half the, you know, the staff got sacked and Brendan got to stay on for another summer, mainly because we signed Bobby Firmino, that one. Big. Having him in now before June 1st, and as mentioned, before the transfer window reopens on the 14th of June, what you want and what Liverpool will want is when that window opens, that's when a transfer comes in. And ideally, if you can get it sewn up in the next fortnight, more's the better. There is work to be done. It's interesting, actually, that Jürgen Klopp's pictured with Schmadtke at the AXA when, and quite often you see almost every single person associated with Liverpool just basically jumps on a plane and goes away the second the season finishes. So yeah, very, 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 very interesting. A lot of stuff to happen, I think, at the club in the coming weeks. Right, cool. I mentioned Raf Honigstein. If you want to go deeper on this story, if you want to know more about Liverpool's new sporting director, we have got you covered in a big way. There is a bunch of content that you're going to have access to if you go and join redmenplus.com right now. Dan Clubb has been speaking to experts around that. He's done an interview with Raphael Honigstein. He's also interviewed former Liverpool player Eric Meyer, who has got incredible insight on the man. He played alongside him and was also signed by him. So if you want to know more about that, then head over to redmenplus.com and sign up. And Dan and I will also be doing a Red Men React show pretty much live straight after this. So we're going to have a bit more of a detailed chat around it, really get into the nitty gritty, because again, Dan's been speaking to all kinds of experts on this, so his knowledge on this is far, far greater. I'm really going to pick his brain. So yeah, if you want to know more, the most you can possibly know about him, really, head to redmenplus.com. We've got an offer running for today, and tomorrow is when it's going to end. If you go to redmenplus.com, scan the QR code on screen if you're here on YouTube right now, do a Club Captain yearly subscription, and then use the code YEAR. YEAR to get 50% off a yearly subscription, a whole year of Red Men Plus for just £25. Box it, sort yourself out, put your feet up for the year, and then just enjoy yourself, because we've got transfer galore happening and all the coverage, expert insights to get you closer to things on and off the field for Liverpool. We've also got a three-part documentary series, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, launching on the 23rd of June as well. It's going to be a hot summer, and if you take a year subscription, by the time all these players have bedded in, Liverpool will be back to basically challenging for all the honours that they can this time next year. This time next year, we'll be just chilling. Season will be over. Maybe looking forward to a European final in Dublin. Just saying. If you have a look, actually, Adam, we can just get the website up very quickly. You just go over to redmenplus.com, click that big Join Today button, and that'll take you through Club Captain yearly subscription. Use the code YEAR, YEAR, and get 50% off that. Last chance, we're turning it off tomorrow as we get involved. I'm going to play it out with a clip from Raph Honigstein. Hopefully this will whet your appetite. And yeah, thank you so much for joining me here live. We've got loads more to come, and I hope to see you over there.
Think that Liverpool, the way that they're working, don't necessarily need somebody to identify new talent. I think there is a structure there. I think there is a very strong data-driven department there. The people haven't all gone. This is more, I think, designed to have somebody in the room who can get things done, negotiate, be impressive when it comes to maybe convincing the player or the parents to move to Liverpool. And it's that kind of job that I think Klopp himself just cannot do for time constraints that Schumacher could potentially be very useful in.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.